tree tower.
All right, and then a bird gets up on the tree.
Woodpecker.
Yeah, and this is an animal that has a bad odor when it.
A skunk.
Yeah, and then a name for all kinds of little predators, little animals that might bother some of the farmer's chickens.
Mice.
Well, what I'm getting at is if you have a general term for all, like the term varmint, does that word mean anything to you at all?
Yeah, I don't think of it as meaning really specifically anything, though.
Uh-huh. Could you give me a sentence in which you'd use that, the word?
Oh, I can think of saying the little varmints were swarming all around, you know, or something like that. But I think of more like insect types of things,
okay.
But I do, you know,
sure.
Things that
would
eat up chicken
eggs.
Squirrels?
And are there different kinds of bees?
Well, there are different kinds, but I'm not sure that I can come up with many names of different kinds. We just have gray squirrels and ground squirrels.
Okay. Now, how about this kind of these? How about the kind of brownish red ones?
Well, chipmunks.
No, this is a kind of squirrel.
A squirrel?
A red squirrel.
I'm not really familiar with that.
Have you ever heard of a mountain boomer?
No.
Okay. And these are things you open them up, and sometimes there's pearls inside.
An oyster?
Yeah. And this makes a croaking sound.
A frog?
The big ones called
a bullfrog.
And the small, the ones that live only exclusively on the land, they're called
a toad frog?
Yeah. And then have you ever seen these very small ones? Maybe after a rain, you see a lot of them on the street.
Yes, but I don't have the sound, so I know what those are called.
Yeah.
What are they?
They're sometimes called rain frogs, and they're sometimes called peepers, and they're sometimes called tree frogs. Do you know about tree frogs?
I've heard of tree frogs, but I don't know
tree
what they
frogs are. They had a picture of a tree frog on the cover of the Atlanta magazine about a month ago, and I was flashing cap brought that with me. I carried around this note. You know, people have a lot of trouble understanding this. This is a large picture of a peeper. They call them sometimes peepers, but they're very small things. And sometimes you see them after a rain, and you see the street.
Oh, yeah, I've seen lots of them.
And these are things you dig for bait.
Worms.
Yeah, did you ever call them anything else, or just unmodified worms?
Just worms.
Okay. And then these things with hard shells.
Snails.
Yeah, these are larger, though, and they crawl along very
slowly. Turtles.
Now, those are...
Turtles?
Yeah, now those are on the... Are those in the water or on the land?
Well, sometimes we have land turtles, and sometimes we have water turtles.
But you wouldn't make a distinction between the... Okay, how about these things that kind of, that you see them in creeks sometimes, they make kind of a scissoring motion, move backwards in the water. I know you know these, either cray or craw.
Crawfish?
Yeah.
I really have never seen a crawfish in my life. I've heard of them, but I've never seen one.
Right. And these things fly around candles?
Moths?
Yeah. And one would just be one.
A moth.
And in the summer, you look out the window and you see these things, they light up.
Lightning bugs.
And then these are have long, slender bodies, and they sometimes fly around near the water.
Dragonflies?
Yeah. Do you ever call them anything else?
No.
Okay.
I think that's all I've ever heard.
And some, would you just name some different kinds of stinging insects?
Like bees, wasps, hornets. Mosquitoes.
Alright. How about these things that get into your, if you're walking in the, you don't have boots on, you're walking in the woods, am I?
Chiggers.
Yeah, exactly. And a kind of a wasp.